the Grillin' Guys.
Happy holidays. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. First segment, we were talking about things we might make for the holidays, a little sourdough and beef Wellington and a few other things, but you didn't miss much, so we're glad you're tuning in.
Thanks.
Now we're going to talk about a little barbecue sauce. You know, if I had a nickel, I'd probably have 10 of them if for every time somebody says, how come you Grillin' Guys don't make your own sauces? How come you don't make your own rubs? And the thing is,
we're lazy.
There's one, there's some of that, but two, there's so many really good ones out there. But every once in a while, you know, you venture in, you want to dabble with this or that, and you make your own. So Barbecue Bob has got some ideas about making some sauce.
Some sauces? Well, I think one good reason to make sauce is, let's say you're doing some barbecue and you can't get to the store, didn't get to the store, whatever, and you really know that somebody there is going to want some sauce. It's so easy. It's crazy. When you find out how easy it is, you might not ever buy it again, because you can literally make one with better products in a healthy way that you'll be tuned right to your palate, you know, or your wife's or your boyfriend or however you roll.
Yeah, a lot of sauces, most of them, not all, but most of them have sugar, a lot of sugar.
Way too much. Yep. Yep. Or it's actually the cheaper ones, like Sweet Baby What's-His-Face, that's all corn syrup.
Right.
That's high fructose. It's not good for you.
Right.
You know, look in the mirror when you get out of the shower next time. That's fructose.
Is it? Wow. I did today.
I
wasn't thinking fructose, but I was thinking, man, these holidays, I put on 5 or 10 pounds every year.
And they're not even here yet.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess when I did the Ghost Kitchen here a year and a half ago, maybe, I was going through a lot of sauce, and I was looking at ways of, you know, fine-tuning the machine and maybe saving money and maybe personalizing products for, you know, that had our label on it. And there's Randy wants to show all these different regions of sauces that we have. So why don't you tell everybody what the different regions are?
Well, they're across the United States, there are many different styles of barbecue. And they're generally along the South, some in the Midwest when you get into Missouri and Kansas, but a lot of them, Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, they all have their own flavors.
Tennessee. And
largely, those are based on the sauce profile that they use in those regions rather than any other kind of seasonings. It's a combination, but most of it is the sauce. And so the first time I ever got really exposed to great sauce is Bob and I went to a barbecue competition in Kansas City. And Kansas City has a sauce. Now, technically, every sauce has some vinegar in it, whether you're starting with ketchup or not.
Let's put that a little differently. Kansas City has a style of sauces.
Right. Right. And what did I say?
You said Kansas City has a sauce.
Oh, well, again, all of these are styles of sauces, right? But basically, this one has, you know, more ingredients than some of the others. Some are very simple. Some are more. You know, I think that my remembering this, the Kansas City style had a little more heat in it than maybe some of the others that are from different parts of the country. And it comes from a red pepper flake that's in there. It comes from maybe some paprika and, you know, some chili powder, those kind of things that'll amp it up just a little bit. But cayenne pepper, whatever it may be. I mean, I think, again, everybody does it a little bit different.
Yeah.
But that profile, in doing my research, that's what it are in there, is there's more of the three or four kinds of peppers.
And that was 10 years ago, and we drank a lot on that trip, so your memory might be a little
No. This thing came from that thing called the internet. And I just made a spreadsheet when I did this research. And, you know, unless the...
Well, typically, if you talk to, like, competitive barbecue guys,
yeah,
competition barbecue people, or anybody who's worked the circuit at all more than you and I have, we only did one or two. Most of those guys that end up somewhere where the KCBS is judging things will tell you that a Kansas City style is a sweet sauce. And that's what I don't really like about Kansas City style sauce. It's typically too sweet. I think the Texas sauces have more heat.
Yep.
Alabama is known for the white sauce, but not everybody down there uses it. And they certainly have plenty of red sauce. Where you really break out is in the Carolina, in my opinion, the right. Carolinas. Number one, Memphis is on that chart. I tell you that I like a Memphis flavor, but most Memphis barbecue people will tell you that you should never sauce anything. That their thing is their flavor profile.
They're dry.
They're
rubs.
Not sauce people,
right?
You know, I'm people come up with Memphis sauces,
right?
I have made a Memphis sauce based on fiction, but it's if you're in Memphis, it's you're going to find that the real hardcore, the OGs of barbecue, they're not going to put a sauce.
So, you know, Texas is focuses more on beef than pork, so your profile
used
is a little different. St. Louis is ribs. Kansas City, I don't know, when we were there, they were doing hog and it was everything, but
yeah.
It was the Royal, mm-hmm. right? And we went down there and there was chicken, pork, and beef
right.
going on there. But the Carolinas are almost all hog.
Yes.
Right? And
well, the Carolinas are as heavy hog as the Texans are heavy beef.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's a lot of hog coming into Texas now.
Yep.
And you'd think there should be because they got a lot of wild hogs down there. I mean,
they could
make a killing.
yeah.
But the really different thing on those is when you get into the Carolinas, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because South Carolina is the mustard base, right?
Right.
And that comes from their German heritage.
Okay.
Which is cool. And, you know, barbecue people like to argue about, oh, you know, where'd barbecue come from? I mean, if you let enough people claim that territory, you'll end up back, you know, on Mount Sinai, and it's going to be some rabbi who did an offering, and then he went back after the crowd left and ate the ram.
Yeah, right.
So, seriously, that conversation happens. So it's
blended
like,
that right into a Christmas story, who, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even have to use Yiddish to explain it. But so South Carolina is mustard based,
right?
The fun what I find, and I spend a lot of time in North Carolina, so I probably get a little bigger kick out of this than I should. But in North Carolina, it's county by county, and their county is the only one that's right. Wherever you're at,
right.
These people are serious hog folks.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they got their style and that's what they're going to do.
Right. Every time. But you know what? That's part of the holidays. I'll bring this back full circle is that hopefully your family has a tradition or two, whatever it is, that there's a meal that when you come home, there's this or that on the table.
Yes.
This time of year.
And it's not turkey, thank God.
Right. And if you're blessed enough to have those kind of memories with your family, it's just awesome to bring that in. You know, I'm remarried now 3.5 years in, trying to start a little tradition, you know, so that every year when we get together, and it's focused around beef
yeah.
every year, the family really enjoys the beef that I either smoke or we, you know, do on a griddle or do something in a cast iron pan, whatever it may be. You know,
nice.
Obviously grilling too.
Well, they're going to love the Wellington.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to give it a try. But anyway, coming up next, Barbecue Bob's got some more stuff he's going to be scratching out for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.